You know, Bob Boyle and I sit right next to the printer in the office. And so all day long, people are coming up and getting stuff off the printer. And tragedy struck this past week
It did.
when the printer jammed up or something, and we called IT. They sent somebody up and they're like, "This is beyond us. We're going to have to bring in a specialist." Days passed, right? And the printer still didn't work. And then we got to see some of the can-do spirit that has catapulted your career, you know, right to the mid to upper mid level of your career.
Well, I mean, I saw this door. It was so sad. The door was just hanging open. My thing said it couldn't print the document I needed right now. Someone's coming from the outside to fix this. Oh, come on. I took the thing, I took every part that I could possibly just grab and pull out of it and pulled everything out of it. I looked at it, I said, that shouldn't be there. I pulled out some
Some
wads of
jams
paper
and
and
stuff, yeah.
cleaned it with by going, you know, I kind of whacked it on its side because that's what you did to old TVs when they had tubes in
yeah,
it.
yeah.
Put it back together and print it.
Voila, it worked. This happens all the time with you, not just in the office, but with computers. A specialist is being brought in, and you fiddle around with it, and you get it to work. And it reminded me of this hilarious late 1970s Saturday Night Live skit where called Ask President Carter, where people called in with their ridiculous questions because, you know, he was a micromanager. He could
hands on man.
Hands-on guy. He knew everything about everything. So people called in like with a question about a new mail sorting machine at a post office, and he helped them figure out how to use it. And then this kid calls in.
Yeah. Hello, Peter.
Is this the president?
Yes, it is.
Do you have a question for the president?
I took some acid. I'm afraid to leave my apartment, and I can't wear any clothes. And the ceiling is dripping, and
Well, thank you very much for calling, sir. Please.
No, just a minute, Walter. This guy's in trouble. I think I better try to talk him down. Peter?
Yeah.
Peter, what did the acid look like?
They were these little orange pills.
Were they barrel shaped?
Yes.
Okay, right. You did some orange sunshine, Peter.
Very good of you to know that, sir.
How long ago did you take it, Peter?
I don't know. I can't read my watch.
All right, Peter, now just listen. Everything's going to be fine. You're very high right now. You'll probably be that way for about 5 more hours. Try taking some vitamin B complex, vitamin C complex. If you have a beer, go ahead and drink it.
Okay.
Just remember, you're a living organism on this planet, and you're very safe. You've just taken a heavy drug.
Right.
Now just relax, stay inside, and listen to some music, okay?
Yeah.
Do you have any Allman Brothers?
Just remember, so, you're a living organism. I love that.
Would you? So, if you were trying to talk me down in the office, would you recommend some Allman Brothers, or would you recommend something that you have on the show today?
I wouldn't recommend the Allman Brothers, but that said, you know, he's from the South, and
yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, they're a Georgia band.
Yeah, you can't. He couldn't help himself.
Yeah. But anyway, I thought of you immediately with this skit.
So last week we started our show with a piece of music from Pink Floyd's Metal album,
right,
and
Echoes.
I'm listening called Echoes, right, and I'm listening to over the week an album by the Juan McLean. Do you know the Juan McLean? McLean, fellow John McLean, helped start DFA Records. The Juan McLean's been around for a while. Haven't put out a record in a long while either. And I'm listening to the opening track, and it reminds me so much of a cut off of Metal called One of These Days. And anyway,
if that's what you're about to play, then I've just got goosebumps.
I'm gonna open up with an 8-minute song. Folks, we might have to talk you down after this piece. You're going to be a living organism feeling a little bit strange. Let's play this. It's called A Place Called Space. Thank you.
Especially at the end there. Maybe if Pink Floyd were like a techno band and did One of These Days, but yeah, it's sort of the synth sort of emulates that slide guitar in the song One of These Days, and that song actually ends with a growl down at the end.
I think there's so many references to other songs in this music. This is the music of the Juan McLean. That's Nancy Wang, who you might know from LCD Sound System, mm-hmm. singing on there. Lines, The Space is a Place, you know, reference Sun Ra.
I know you're going to think this is terrible, but I heard Golden Earrings' Twilight Zone, this 80s synth pop song. And then at one point I heard Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson doing Say, 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 Say.
And I heard It's Too Late, David Bowie.
Yeah, many references in there. I heard so many different songs.
Big fun from the Juan McLean. It comes out, the record called In a Dream, comes out September 16th. That is the lead-off track.
Well, if music is the drug and that we've just popped that one, that's sort of the euphoria in the beginning when you think everything's going to be awesome. And my song is the moment where you realize, oh, this may be a pretty horrifying trip. It's by an artist known as The Bug. The Bug is Kevin Martin. He is a dub and electronic musician and producer. He's based out of Berlin now. He put out this widely loved record in 2008 called London Zoo. He's been in a bunch of other projects since then. And he's finally putting out a follow-up to London Zoo. It's called Angels and Devils. And London Zoo was this pretty dark, sort of dystopian future record describing society on the verge of collapse. And if that was society on the verge of collapse, well, his new record, Angels and Devils, society has collapsed. It's even darker and moodier. And I want to play the opening cut to Angels and Devils. The song is called Void, and I'll tell you a little more about it when we get done playing it.
Thank you.
And you're going to feel a little weird for a while.
Yeah, I think Jimmy Carter's assistance is needed immediately.
That's Liz Harris on vocals. She's otherwise known as Grouper. We had Grouper on about a year ago. Her voice is just the dreamiest thing. Just sends me. This record by The Bug, it's called Angels and Devils, is split into two halves. The first half is more like the song we just heard, Void, sort of dreaming ambient.
Angels.
The second half is really dark and very hard. Death Grips makes a guest appearance on it. It is very aggressive, the second half, and that is the Devil's half. There's also other artists on this record. Floatin', Warrior Queen appear. Angels and Devils by The Bug. It's out August 26th.
Did you notice what walked in here? We had Maria Callas joining us.
Yeah, the opera singer is here.
Yeah.
Back from the grave.
Accompanied by her escort from the beyond.
The grave digger himself.
can we, you know, she has a scarf on that I bought for her in Paris.
But this is Tom Heisinger who brought the scarf and is the gravedigger, our classical music
But
whiz.
She doesn't know that you bought this scarf for her.
Yeah, she does. Up above, she does. She does know.
She looks great.
Fantastic.
I was gonna say, thank
she
you.
She doesn't age.
So this is a life-size cutout that he has. And
Tom's not a life-size cutout.
You've taken her everywhere, right? Hasn't she been photographed all over?
Yes, when we moved to the new building, we took her around to many places in Washington, D.C., including Ben's Chili Bowl. I took her to the White House press briefing room, the Butterfly Pavilion at the Natural History Museum. So she's been around.
She looks a little like Emma Peel in that cutout, the bobbed hair and the black and whiteness of it.
A lot of people mistake her for Jackie O.
I was going to say, I was thinking Jackie Kennedy.
Right. Anyway, thanks very much, Tom.
Yeah, okay, see you guys.
glad you could join us.
You might as well pick us something.
Okay. Well, I didn't usually like to use these cubbyhole terms, these pigeonhole terms, but this is kind of indie rock meets indie classical. So Richard Reed Perry, right, the one of the brain trusts behind Arcade Fire, has got a new record out. It's on Deutsche Grammophon, the revered classical record label.
Wow.
So on the record, all kinds of the most interesting purveyors of classical music of a younger generation. There's the group Y Music, which includes Nadia Sirota. There's a fabulous young composer Nico Muhly's on the record. Also Bryce and Aaron Dessner on the record, and I guess the old guard, maybe the original indie classical group, Kronos Quartet's on the record.
Oh my.
Six different pieces on the record. The record's called Music for Heart and Breath, and there are no time signatures in any of these pieces. The pulse of the pieces are literally provided by the pulse of the players. So what Perry does is he straps stethoscopes onto each musician.
What?
Yes. They're not just for doctors anymore. So the pulse of the piece is determined by the pulse of the player. So you have this real interesting interlocking thing. And it takes off from John Cage, kind of chance music that he was doing 50 years ago, just kind of letting music happen by chance. But it's a little bit more formalized than that. But the record's quite beautiful, and I thought we'd listen to a short piece that does feature the Dessner brothers together with some strings and Richard Reed Perry himself on double bass. It's called French Guitars.
That's beautiful.
Very transporting. I wonder how, so if they're following the beat of their own heart, how does the, I mean, your heart rate isn't a constant, right? It's always sort of changing a little bit.
Yeah, so the music changes. So that was a Richard Reed Perry, by the way, and from his new record, Music for Heart and Breath, and that one was called French Guitars with
There were no guitars in that.
I kind of like how it just unfolds. No, they said, too, that they have the stethoscope strapped to them, and when they play live, when they play the music live, all of a sudden they found out that this suite, this piece we just heard, comes from a larger suite that takes about 20 minutes on the record, and it takes 12. Like 15 minutes
right,
live, because
right.
Everyone's heartbeat is increased.
So. Wow, yeah, totally.
Love this.
Yeah.
Well, that was gorgeous.
Thanks, guys.
Could you leave Maria in here for a little bit?
Yeah, you want her as a guest?
This
yeah.
is creepy, okay. Bob.
I mean, he lives with this.
I know, it sits by Tom's desk, yeah. And I sit by Tom.
I know, she's been my office mate for almost 16 years now. So, Max, you can take her back.
Yes, sir.
Thanks. Okay, bye, guys.
Take care.
Let's go to Sarah Jaffe. Sarah Jaffe, she's a singer-songwriter from Texas, and when we first started featuring her music back in, like, 2008 or 9, she was playing these mostly acoustic, very folky songs. You know, some were quirky, some were very beautiful. But in the years since then, she has started to work with artists like the rappers Eminem and Raekwon, and the hip-hop producer S1. She has completely broadened her sound, and Sarah Jaffe is about to come out with her third full-length solo record, and it is just so big and bold and beautiful. I want to play a song called Some People Will Tell You, and listen carefully to the words, Bob, because this song made me think of you and a discussion that we've been having for about 15 years now.
Oh, my God.
Stay positive.
hip-hop rhythms.
I'd have been hard-pressed to know that was Sarah.
Yeah. Really, this record is incredible. I keep a playlist that just is called To Hear, and every time a new record comes in that I want to listen to, I just throw it in there, and then I put the playlist on shuffle, and just whatever comes up.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, it's a great way to get surprised by music, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what I'm listening to, and every time a song from this record comes up, I'm just knocked out. The record is called Don't Disconnect. That song was Some People Will Tell You by Sarah Jaffe. And, you know, you and I have had this ongoing debate about the true nature of people, you know, inherently good or bad or whatever people's motivations are. And I will go as far as to grant you that most people do try to stay positive, as she says in the song. And I thought of you with listening to this cut.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and our ongoing discussion. The record's incredible. It is out August 19th. It's called Don't Disconnect. I'll say with her last record that Sarah Jaffe put out in 2012, it was called The Body Wins. She was already sort of inching towards this direction with her sound, and John Congleton produced that last record. We're just, every time we get a chance to mention his name, we should have like a tip jar or a penny jar or something every time we mention Congleton's name.
John, you out there? Come on the show.
Yeah, we need to have him on the show.
Yeah, we got to figure that out. Yeah. All right. You know, I was trying to think of an artist. We were talking about Pink Floyd again last week, and we talked about with their new record coming out. And I was trying to think of an artist. Yes is playing in town tomorrow.
Wow.
Just thinking back and trying to think of, like, artists who made music in the past who make relevant music, or at least music that expands the boundaries of what you're used to hearing from them.
Well, you can tell they're still searching. Fresh. Yeah, they're still trying. They're still reaching.
Right. The artist that came to mind is Robert Plant.
Oh, definitely.
And I just am so in love with what he has tackled in the last, you know, decade or so in the projects he's done. He's got a new one called Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar. It's coming out September 9th. It's on Nonesuch. It is just one great record. I'm going to play a cut appropriately titled for me. It's called Rainbow.
Of course. Of course.
Dressed it up with love, I'll cross the seven seas to you. Oh, will it be enough? And I will be a rainbow. Oh, now your storm is gone. And I will bring the song for you. And I will carry on. Scarborough, I will bring that beauty home because of my love. And I will be a rainbow. Now your star is gone, and I will bring my song to you, and I'll carry on. Tears have gone, I'll sing my song for you, and I'll carry on.
He produced this record.
Yeah, the sounds are fabulous, right?
Incredible. When there's a moment about a minute and a half or so ago in the song where these background vocals kick in, it's just so rich.
His band's called the Sensational Space Shifters, Robert Plant and the Sensational Space Shifters.
I'm laughing because, you know, I have such a annoyingly vivid dream life. And I swear to you, this morning, I woke up at about 5:30 this morning from a dream where Jimmy Page and I were hanging out. We were
Led Zeppelin guitarists.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin guitarists. We were best friends. We were just totally hanging out. And then, you know, it was like the middle of the night. We'd been up all night talking and playing guitars and hanging out. And there's a knock on the door. And I go down, and it's the actress Diane Weist, and she's looking for a friend of mine. I'm like, Diane, not now. I'm with Jimmy Page. But anyway, then I go inside to look for my friend to see if he's there. And then as I was looking for him, I woke up. I was like, Diane Weiss, what a buzzkill, man. I was hanging out with Jimmy Page.
This is really just the worst black and white life, that dull, dreary, compared to your dreams. Your dreams are unbelievable. I have none.
I just don't see how that's possible. Yeah. I just can't imagine not having such a vivid dream. Well, it's annoying, though, sometimes. I lose sleep over it.
And do you get them mixed up?
What do you mean? Oh, like, is this real? Or yeah,
well,
sometimes.
I mean, do you like, in your reality, think, I think, didn't I meet him?
Oh, yeah, I've had conversations with my wife. I said, I know I told you X, Y, and I realized, oh, no, wait, that was a totally dreamed conversation I had. All of which is to say my next artist is Sin Cane. Sin Cane. I know you like Sin Cane.
Yeah,
you had him on the show a couple of years ago, that song Jeeper Creeper.
Love that.
Sin Cane, he's Ahmed Galab. He's based out of London. We've done a lot with this guy. I had him on the show, and then we shot a video with him at South by Southwest,
right,
which is still up. You can see that. His music is just this fantastic mix of electronics and funk and rock, a lot of African guitars, Sudanese pop. He's got this new record coming out this summer called Mean Love. And I've gone through it a couple of times, and from what I've heard so far, I'd say it's less of the African rhythms and guitars this go around, maybe more soul, even some twinges of country on this record. There's some surprising pedal steel guitar on this. Anyway, the song I want to play from Mean Love and Sin Cane is a cut called How We Be.
Thank you.
I like that a lot.
Get down and get funky with Sin Cane. From the album Mean Love, that was How We Be.
You didn't miss your calling in life.
Wasn't that fantastic? Yeah, the bass on that song just kills me. That song, How We Be, from Mean Love, Sin Cane, the record's out September 2nd. He's an interesting guy, Sin Cane. You know, he did a lot of work with other artists before he got onto his own solo projects. You know, he worked with Caribou. And
new Caribou record coming up.
New Caribou record, I know. Cannot wait for that. He worked with Yesayer of Montreal, all some of our favorite bands.
On DFA Records, too, the same as the first song that we played. Is that not right?
It is on DFA Records. The Sin Cane record?
Yeah.
It is on DFA Records.
You can just put those records on and just dance forever.
Wow.
Yeah, awesome.
What do you got?
I got Tweety, not just Jeff. But Jeff and Spencer Tweety, his 18-year-old son, who's a drummer.
Wilco, front man Jeff Tweety.
That's right. The first time I ever talked to Jeff Tweety, maybe 10 years ago, we did a show at the 930 Club, interviewed him. And the first question I asked him, I have no idea why, out of the blue, was about making music with children. And he told me this story about making music with his son in school. The song was like called Monkey Fever or something like that. Of course,
the song they made up together.
Yeah, they made up together with the class and so forth. Well, now Spencer, who's been in his own band for a while, I think called the Blisters, is now touring with his dad, and I saw this show.
How old is he now?
He's 18. He's a great drummer, so it's not like, he's just a son. He's a really good drummer.
Dad's carrying his son.
And they make great music together. They've got an album of 20 new Jeff Tweety songs coming out. I'm going to play a song called Summer Noon that's on the record. This is a song that's made it into a new movie I haven't seen yet called Boyhood, Richard Linklater.
Incredible film.
You saw it?
I haven't seen it yet, but the whole idea of the film is they follow this kid from the time he's 9 years old, and they follow him for 12 years in actual life. They filmed it in little bits and pieces each year over the
Sounds
course
so cool.
of 12 years.
You'd...
Yeah, very cool.
Also on this record are Holly Lessig and Jess Wolf, the singers in Lucius, the two women singers in Lucius, are on this record. And 20 new songs comes out.
Incredible. Can't wait.
September 23rd. I'm so looking forward to this whole album, but let's play this one cut and go out on it. Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Thanks, Bob.
And Maria Callas, take care. Let's listen to Summer Noon by Tweety.
Finger to the creature's gate in the hubbub. up where the pitiful congregate. I thought there was a note I could not hear, so I floated to the whisper up against my ear. Afterwards, I found my face in the trash.